This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is no need for an intervention. I'm fine.
Yes.
It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, Billy Kidd.
The first step in getting help, Billy, is admitting that you have a problem.
Look, and
admitting
no
that
problem.
You, listen to me right now. You have a pickup truck with a bed in it.
And
you purposely, within the last year, bought property in the Southern Tier so you could take a bed in the back of your pickup truck, drive away from your home. Don't you think you're avoiding the real things that you
anything.
Need to be dealing
no.
with in your house?
It's for my mental health.
You have a 15-year-old daughter.
I do.
Who you refuse to believe is ever going to grow up.
I never said that.
And you need to just sit with her. Now you're the only way you're getting your information, Billy, is by eavesdropping. You're only getting half stories because you got to listen with
I
a cup
talk.
Up against
no,
the door.
No, it wasn't like that. I was walking by. I heard stuff.
Because... And now we're trying to fill in the pieces. Just talk to her. She's 15. Just talk to her. Ask her.
I just remember what I was like at 15.
Well.
And that's why I'm nervous.
Well, you need to trust your little girl that she's not out there. She's smart. She can handle herself. Don't
so
worry.
We live in a small school district. There's
yes.
not her graduating class is like under 100 people.
Okay.
So one day she actually said out loud, quote, I'm not interested in any of the boys at our school.
Right.
Unquote.
Today.
And you laughed at me when I said that.
Today.
So
yes.
You think, okay, so let's catch everybody up to speed if you weren't listening. Some boy asked her to homecoming, which is months away.
Okay.
That's like in the fall.
You think that's what she said.
We didn't
confirm I know that's what
that
she
it
said.
Was the future homecoming versus this like past homecoming.
I'm like, are
in
you
the
sure
fall?
She didn't mean like the guy who asked me to homecoming like that I already went with?
See, did she go with the boy? Okay. Did she go to homecoming?
He doesn't
this past
know
fall?
Because you know what? He didn't go, honey, let's sit down. I got to catch up. No.
She was talking to mom when I walked by.
He goes and he fills in the rest and then he gets in his pickup truck and he goes and sleeps in it in the Southern Tier.
Because I'm a camper.
I'm a mountain
man.
I'm a camper and there's no boys trying to chase my daughter in the Southern
All right.
Tier.
Okay.
The B-Morning Coffee Club. Join the conversation. Text or call 585-252-WBEE.
And you might as well call that right now because caller number 19, we have a pair of tickets to see Thomas Rhett with special guests Tucker Wetmore and Dasha at Darien Lake Amphitheater August 7th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale right now, livenation.com, but caller number 19, they're all yours. Good luck. TJ, you feeling all right? You don't have a fever or cough or anything?
It depends
right? You're good?
On what I'm about ready to hear.
It's a B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, I'm Billy. If TJ is not here tomorrow, I know where she's going to be. You're going to be in Buffalo hanging out with Mario Lopez. Don't lie to us. Don't lie to us. We all know your aspirations to be on TV and in the movies.
Oh, okay.
And the stage.
Especially with, you know.
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
So
I've always wanted to put that on my resume.
He's in Buffalo filming a movie, and they're at St. Andrew Country Day School in the town of Tonawanda.
Listen, don't threaten me with a good time. When John Krasinski was in Olcott, New York, filming A Quiet Place 2.
Tell me you drove out there.
Of course I did. I hauled my butt out there looking for John Krasinski.
And they're like, this is a quiet place. Can you leave?
Yeah, especially you. So Mario, this looks like a Hallmark movie, but they're not saying much about who's producing it.
Well,
but
it's Mario Lopez, of course.
It's all
a
Christmas
Hallmark
theme.
Movie.
There's trees all over. The Bills Mafia apparently is part of it. Listen.
All right. Day two here. We got exterior shots outside. Buffalo is no joke. It's like 29, 30 degrees right now. Bills Mafia is going to come and help us out, though, today. with all the on the crowd work. So
did you soon. Let's hold on. We got to take him to task for something here. I'm just going to play the beginning again.
All right. Day two here. We got exterior shots outside. Buffalo is no joke. It's like 29, 30 degrees.
It's springtime here, Mario Lopez. I didn't even wear a winter coat today.
Now, when they did a Hallmark movie last year that was like loosely based on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and it was like all about a Chiefs player. Do we think this is a Bills love story? If Bills Mafia is getting involved? Like, do we think that they're filming in Buffalo, or do we think it's taking place in Buffalo? Is like, is there a name? Can we like decode the name of this
movie?
They
haven't even said the name of the movie yet.
Well,
which could be under wraps on purpose.
Bill's Mafia obviously is needed for background scenes, and I did not get the distress call. I didn't see the bat
the Bill signal.
I didn't see the Bill signal shown in the sky, or else I would have been there.
Ladies, tell me I'm not the only one doing the gas pump shake. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, I'm Billy. I have been doing this religiously probably for like 4 or 5 years. When you go and get gas and you stick your credit card into the machine, do you ever check to see if that is the actual, the machine is solid?
Every time.
Never have I ever thought to do that. Not a single time.
So there are these things called skimmers that they go on top of the actual device that's supposed to be there. So you don't even notice it as a consumer. You slide your credit card in to make your payment like you normally would, but it's going through a skimmer, somebody else's device, before it goes into the skimmer for the actual company that you're trying to buy gas from. So long story short, somebody is getting all of your credit card information just from you buying gas from that store.
You heard a lot about it for a while there, and I haven't heard it. I don't know if it's not happening or if it's just not being covered by news anymore.
I think it's so common. I'm only bringing this up because I was at my favorite place, Costco, the other day, and I saw the guy walking around pump to pump, and he just walked up and he wiggled the machine where you would put your credit card in.
He worked there?
Yeah, and then he'd walk away. And I asked specifically, I go, hey.
I know that shake.
I was like, is that the shake to see if it's real? And he said, yeah, they do it on a regular basis. So I don't know if every gas station does that, but they have the little tape that's over it, but I can bring my own tape if I'm a bad guy.
Right. I intentionally don't use the end pumps either because I feel like, oh, at night, in the middle of the night, it would be on the end.
What?
That's my mentality. It's totally off,
well,
I'm sure.
For them to put it in place, the bad guys, it has to be in a spot that they could sort of block a camera.
Correct.
So maybe you have
Like if you go to Speedway or wherever, you have your long line of pumps, but then you always have the two on the end.
Is this because you're watching so much CSI? Never would this ever cross my mind. I'm like, let me just get to the end so then other people can file in after me.